Blog Talk Radio.
Herb. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
But that's a part of life.
Some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey!
Oh well, you say, what the hell? It's chill, I won't get shot. I'm on the pill until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
Yours, yours.
Let's go. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Let's talk about sex. How are you doing this evening? How are you today? Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned in to Orgasmic Life Radio on behalf of Vonnie and Z. Woohoo! Give them a shout out. Woo, yes. My name, I'm the Crazy Lady. I'm Speaker MC, and I'm co-host with Bushwoman, and we host a show that's called Bush is Swelling Show. Yes, yes. But before we even go into anything, there's so much controversy and chaos and ups and downs going on with the hurricanes, Irma, Jose, Katia, Maria. I just want us to take just a moment of pause for all the souls that have transitioned. Yeah, just a couple minutes. Couple seconds, rather. starting now. Okay. Thank you so much for indulging us today. Thank you. And shout out to Vonnie Walters and to Z Zakialana. And thank you, thank you. We're forever grateful for having us here on Orgasmic Life Radio Blog Talk. And welcome to you guys. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. So, as I said, you're on the Bush is Swelling show, and we are your hosts, the speaker MC and Bush Woman. And like I said, I'd like to thank our sponsors, the Orgasmic Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just happy that everyone's here to join us, you know, despite everything that's going on. You might be saying, well, what the hell is the Bush is Swelling show? Well, the Bush is Swelling show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. Let that just seep into your pores. So you relax. Sip on some wine and indulge in some dark chocolate as we engage you in sexy, sensual, titillating conversations. And we want you to check out our spice rack. Now, we're not doctors, so we're just bringing the information to you so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets. Yes, boosting your self-confidence and stir up that passion in your relationship, learning about the Bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness, as well as expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. So when you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, and when you use the Bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage and you embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. Yes, we're all about the sexy. Let's talk about sex. So we welcome you to join our conversations that tease the senses and titillate your body and your soul. And please, feel free to ask any questions that you wanted to ask, okay? Awaken your inner bush man and your inner bush woman and get your sexual wellness and live your empowered lifestyle. So come play with us. Come play on the Bush is Swelling show. Yes. And today our topic is bedroom adventures. And our segment is called Check Out My Spice Rack. So this month we're talking about the curiosity that did not kill the pussycat. Ha! Which spice can you include to enhance the flavor of your sexual experience? Is it too bland? Too vanilla? Well, check out my spice rack is about your bedroom adventures. And to clue you in, some well-needed seasoning for your sheets. Yes, spices that will eliminate the boredom and the tasteless sex. Spices that's going to kick that roommate out of the bed and bring back that sexy lover. And spices that's going to breathe some life back into your sheets. Here's where good communication and curiosity can lead you to be the new lover, the chef of the sheets. I want you to write that down. I am the chef of the sheets, because when you write it down, when you ask, you shall be given. And boredom in a relationship just leads to gray divorce. Gray divorce? It's where you stick around till the kids grow up and then you have a stranger in your bed. And then now what? So ask. Keep it fresh and fluid. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, you say you can't cook? Well, by the end of the show, you're going to be a 7-star chef. So tonight we're going to talk about the spice rack and change your vanilla sex to the spicy sex. You're going to know why adding the spice should be done daily. And, you know, we have a renowned author of urban romance in the house. Yes, yes, yes. You'll get to meet him a little bit later on in the show, and you're going to learn so much more about him. But for now, just say hello to Mr. Marcus Carter. Let me see if I can bring up Marcus just to say, hey. Marcus, can you just say, hey? Marcus? Well, maybe he can't hear us right now, but Marcus is on the line. So
I'm here.
Is also
I had to take myself off. I'm here.
Oh, you
I'm
had
here.
To take yourself on pause. Yeah. Hey, Marcus, how are you? Glad to be on the
I'm
show.
I'm doing okay. I didn't want to cut into that that intro. I like how you're building me up. So I'm looking forward to sharing some things to go on the spice rack.
That's right. That's right. Some titillating spices. That's right. Marcus is also a friend of the Speaker MC show, and now he's a friend of the Bush's Swelling show. He's a radio host and an author of two novels about urban romance. One is You, Me, Him, and Her. So I'm like, I thought it was a triangle at first, but, you know, it's four things, so it must be a square, right? But now his latest book is Yours, Mine. I can't wait. Marcus, hurry up and get it on the shelves. So you're going to hear a little bit more about him later on in the show. And as I mentioned, we're going to be chatting about bedroom adventures in our segment called Check Out My Spice Rack. And here is where curiosity and some great cooking skills can lead you to new discoveries. So we're going to describe what happens when the spice is gone, some strategies of how to recover it, why you should spice it up, and of course, some tools to assist. Then you're going to hear from our guest and a little bit more from him. We'll open up the floor so you can ask questions and any comments that you may have. And at the 10:30 mark, we're going to close out the show and tell you how you can connect with us after the show. So are you ready? Are you ready? We're going to go. I'm going to turn the mic over to my wonderful co-host. Her name is Bushwoman, and she's going to introduce herself and share some insight by describing what happens when there's a funeral in the bedroom. You know, the spice is gone. Bushwoman, take us away. Bushwoman! Dear, where is Bushwoman? Bushwoman!
I'm right here. Hello?
Oh,
I'm right here.
Are. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was saying,
so take it away.
Yes, my sister. So thank you to all those who took time out to tune in tonight. I am Bushwoman of Bushwoman Conversations Project. I am a personal development awareness life coach. And tonight we're going to talk about something that is so, so important. And I just want to say, even though there are some of us who may not be in a relationship or have a mate or beloved at this time, it does not mean that you cannot still learn some tips on how to bring that sizzle into your bedroom. So, I mean, there are many married couples and there are those who cohabitate, who live together, and they live in very frigid bedrooms. How many of you are experiencing that? I mean, the temperature is so cold. It's like Antarctica can't touch it. When was the last time your bedroom had some action? Do you and your partner sleep most of the times with your backs against each other? Where is the wall between you? I mean, really. Now, you know, some of us have become roommates with our partners, and some of us are just operating on a, as Speaker MC says, on a predetermined schedule, like clockwork. But we know each other's moves. We know all kind of, you know, we know exactly where and how our partner is going to start the whole bedroom action. A little peck here, a little suck on the breast there, and then blow me down. In goes the dynamite, secrete an explosive sensation. But then are you able? What happens is that if you aren't able to communicate your needs and wants with your partner, then becomes a problem. So do you spoon, cuddle, and allow each other limbs to touch each other? So the definition of sex is that you need to first get rid of all of the clutter in the bedroom. The less clutter-free our bedroom, the bedroom has to speak romance. It has to speak an invitation to your beloved. So you put away all of the pictures of your parents if you got them in the bedroom, your children's pictures. You're dealing with lighting, you know, making the room, setting the boudoir essence. So lighting is very important. And so one of the things is that we can do is Also, candles is always a wonderful feel. There are so many scented candles, even though there are some people who are allergic to candles. Soy candles are very well recommended. lights. Besides candles, we can use Christmas lights, and especially red lights. Red lights tend to really bring about a kind of a great sensation in the bedroom. If people look great in red. I don't know if you remember back then in those days when we used to go to those parties and they had a lot of red lights going on. So red lights
tend
to make
us look
purple in my days. Purple in your days. So I don't know if it brought out the sexy in people, but I know red does that. Because red is also sex and power. And also making sure that we have certain type of scents. Like, there are certain things that you can buy out in the market now that you can spray on your sheets that give your sheets a nice feel. But we want to also understand that having great sex where you set the mood, you set your bedroom up for this experience, is also very spiritual. It's very spiritual, and it also allows you to connect with a deeper part of yourself. So, Speaker MC, I mean, people, we can have games in the bedroom. We can have all interesting games, like when your partner comes in and leave a trail of feathers or even petals leading to the bedroom, leaving sticky notes around.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, leaving sticky notes around saying whatever little sexy, suggestive things you want to say. And the one thing I must say, that a lot of times things that interferes with the bedroom romance is people being angry with each other and not being able to forgive and make up. You understand? So it's important for us to really kind of clear a lot of our anger that we may have with our partner. And one of the things that's important in us connecting to a partner that mirrors us, mirrors our sexiness, that mirrors our, not so much lust, but mirrors ourselves on an aligned level, is also really letting go and forgiving some of those old partners in the past, cutting soul ties. That is so, so important. And that may incorporate some rituals of some nature, which we can get into later on in the show. But it's important for us as women and men to understand that when we are making passionate love with our partners, we are connecting to our divine God goddesses within. So it's important for us to really, really set the mood, set the bedroom, wear something sexy. I believe in a lingerie, or if you're not into lingerie, at least surprise him with something that he's not going to expect. In Africa, the sisters tend to wear waist beads. And waist beads are also very sexy, especially Senegal. Senegalese have some great sexy underwear that's made out of beads, and the different colors may symbolize different things. But that is also something that is very sexy. I have worn waist beads before, and I've worn some of those sexy underwear, beaded underwear from Senegal. And boy, did that create a sensation, because they wasn't expecting that. So it's always good to be creative. Let the play come out in you and do different things, you know. Create an ambiance where you can buy certain games. You can play with your partner, you know. Make it interesting, or have some notes in a bowl, like in a fish bowl or something, and you pick out certain notes from that, and you try that. It could be taking a bath together. It could be role-playing, if role-playing is your thing. Role-playing is also a fun way to increase the romance in the boudoir. And it's just all about you just being open and being free with your partner, because I think you should have it as often as you can. You know, we live very busy lives, and sex is one of the great things that really heightens the health of the body as well. So, Speaker MC, how is that
I agree with everything that you said there. I just kind of wanted us to touch on, in the event that some people are in this state of bedroom funerals, bedroom inactivity, cold sheets, and they really don't know, you know, when the sex becomes routine. And like you say, you know, the bedwear, they go to bed in sweats. I remember I did that. I was like over this guy, you know, we were dating and I was just like, okay, I have enough of his shit. I'm moving on. And I used to go to sleep in my sweats, like head to toe covered. I was boiling under those sheets, but I refused. So, that's just me. Yeah, I know it's real bad, right? Real bad.
That was punishment for you and him. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
I know. So going to bed in non-sexy underwear or non-sexy bedwear, and if you bring food into the bedroom and it's just for eating, it's not whipped cream, or if you become the missionary couple, the couple who are going to feed the poor, no, the missionary couple, you're only into one position, the missionary, yeah, or for some ladies, and you know, I understand some men do this too, faking orgasms. I have never heard of a guy faking orgasms. I met this one guy who told me, yeah, sometimes I fake orgasms. I'm like, what? Is your sex that boring that you have to fake the orgasm?
So how can a man fake an orgasm? Because he has to ejaculate. So I don't know how he's faking that.
He doesn't have to ejaculate.
Well, that's true. You can ejaculate inner.
Some men, you know, practice tantra. Not saying that he even knew what tantra was or was practicing it. He just said that he faked orgasms. I don't know what his purpose was, but I remember he told me that, and it always stuck with me. I'm like, what? Who does that? Or if you're not even having foreplay, if the foreplay is like a nanosecond long, or you're not having morning or nighttime sex, or you're not seducing, or worse, there are no waterfalls. You're in a dry spell. Yeah, so these are all clues as to, you need some light blown up in those
And also, too, don't have the television in your bedroom. A television is a great distraction, you know, because the television interferes with that intimacy between you and a partner. So you don't have the television in the bedroom. I remember a guy had a television on in his bedroom, and I was not really feeling him at that point in time. And I turned around and I looked at something on the show, and he was very insulted. Oh, you're looking at the television? Well, I mean, I really wasn't feeling him that much or feeling anything, you know. But so I'm letting you know that television is definitely a no-no in the bedroom. And when we say having that romantic fire in the bedroom, we are talking not just only in the bedroom, but you can have sex anywhere in the house. You know, make it interesting.
Yeah.
Make it sexy. You can do it, I guess. Uh-huh.
But before we continue, I wanted to bring our guest in on the conversation because he is like the Don Juan of urban romance. You know, he's written two books about it. And I want him to bring in his area of expertise to just let us know that, hey, you know, from lovers to roommates, how can you get from one zone to the other? And when the sex is just so boring that you're not having any, how can we remedy these vanilla sex that's tasteless? So our guest today is Marcus Carter. And as I said, Marcus is an author and a TV host. And his new book is due to hit the shelves very soon, like in nanoseconds. Right, Marcus? You, me, him, and her? And Marcus hails from the Chicago area. Marcus, come on in and say hello to our guest.
Hello. Well, we're getting ready to to stimulate our spice rack in our bedroom to stop the
That's
bedroom
right.
Too. How are you doing?
That's right. How are you, Marcus?
I'm doing okay. Like you say, I'm putting the finishing touches on the follow-up to my critically acclaimed urban romance novel, You, Me, Him, and Her, the follow-up, Yours, Mine, His, and Hers. The build-up for it has been tremendous. Looking forward to satisfying my readers, and we're going to touch on some of the things, the subject matter of the show today. So I'm really interested to hear an insight from you ladies, sharing some things myself, and being able to give the listeners some tips so they can avoid the situations that we're talking about on the show today.
Well, welcome, Market. Welcome here.
That is so fabulous. So as you guys know, I am Marcia Chambers, a.k.a. Speaker MC, and I'm a speaker and sexual wellness consultant, and I speak about sexual empowerment. I share it to women who are in relationships and they feel lonely, so I help them to regain their intimacy and have better sex. So this is right up my alley, okay? And Marcus, I know that Bushwoman mentioned some techniques before, and I'm very big on the games. I don't know about you, but I have a couple games like games and massage and the location. She mentioned also that it doesn't have to be in the boudoir. I think it can be in the car or, you know, under the stars or on top of the car. What's your take on this, Marcus? Some techniques to spice up the sheets.
Well, I agree. I've been listening to what you ladies have been talking about. Bushwoman, she brought up something that I probably would want to expand on, and that's the mental aspect of it, being able to be comfortable with your own body and also being comfortable with your partner's body, because a lot of enjoying sex is being able to let go, not wondering how fast, how short or how long can I go as a man or as a woman, does my man find me attractive, so on and so forth. But when you have that mental connection as well as that physical connection where you can let go, and that's when you start getting situations where you're talking to each other and you're smacking it and doing things like that, that only happens when you can let go with your partner. So a lot of it is mental, and that translates into the physical.
Smacking it, Marcus? Really? I didn't know that. Let me find out.
Well, we need the sound effects on the show. We need the smacking sound effect.
Okay, let's behave. So, I mentioned, I agree with both of you guys, and, you know, getting comfortable with your body. So one way you can do that is to massage, wouldn't you agree? Like a foot massage or a body massage, or even have your partner shave you, you know, call the barber. Hey, can shave me. It'll save you a lot of money, too, because I think those beauty salons or those salons or those spas that do those Brazilian waxes, it could be a pretty pricey penny, especially if you're planning on doing it like every 2 weeks, you know, the hair growth, rip it off. So sometimes it could bring back that intimacy. Hey, babe, come give me a shave. What do you guys say about that?
Shaving is tough for me. Shaving is tough. I think the
What
the
makes
grooming,
it so tough for you?
The mental picture.
Hold on. I'm confused. Hold on. I'm talking about shaving the pubic hairs.
Yeah. Now, I'm not one that has a preference to or say that, like, okay, I prefer it being shaven or not being shaven, but the physical act of doing it while in the act, different strokes for different folks. Because kind of alone, I'm with the idea of being able to bring in these rituals or whatever the person prefers, because there is no instruction manual to it. So what may work for one person may not work for another, because along those lines, I would say me and my partner enjoy, like, performing masturbating on each other, like my partner stroking me or myself exploring her, like down in that area, and being able to kind of orally stimulate ourselves that way. Whereas along the lines of what you're saying, I agree, But it's different strokes for different folks. So each couple and being able to find out what that is, what that level is. See, what do you like versus what does your partner like? What gets you going?
Okay, I feel you on that. What about the massage? Body massages are so erotic.
Definitely. I'm definitely enjoy the body massages. That gives you that's a real easy bridge to bring in oils and additives and things like that. Even the edibles that you guys mentioned earlier, massaging opens a lot of doors, and I think that now that's something where again I would say that should be an essential part of a couple's bedroom mechanisms. But again, I may be speaking for myself, but that goes to show that like it's different strokes for different folks. But I'm definitely with the massaging everywhere.
And if I can just kind of chime in on the massage. When couples massage each other, it not only opens the door to intimacy, but it allows you to really give of yourself because the massage is a giving type of a process. And it's important for one to pay attention to the way how they stroke. And now there are different types of massage touches that one can do. But sensual massage is important for one to – sensual massage is a type of a massage that's done very slowly, not too deep, and as you pass your hands or you caress the parts of your partner's body, pay attention to their body language, how they move, how they grow, and especially massaging the yoni and the lingam. It is so, so important that you have the right type of oils. I mean, there are such great oils. You can use lavender, vanilla, lang lang, certain oils that really, if the person's not allergic to oils, that's important for one to know as well. Or you can heat the oils. And heating the oils and dripping the oils very slowly on your partner's body is also very sensual. I know there are some people who are into hot wax, and they're into pouring
yes.
the wax from the candles onto the body, which can be
yes.
erotic for some people as well. Marcus, what do you think about that?
Everything that you're talking about, I agree with the oil, especially the sensual massage, but a lot of that comes to the openness, being able to be open with your partner to try different things and being able to explore that type of intimacy because sexual intimacy exposes a type of vulnerability that, like, you don't see every day. And some people they're naive in the bedroom, and they are boxed in. And what did you say, Marcia, missionary? Like, they're just stuck in the missionary
yes.
position in more ways than one. Well, like, Bushwoman, what you're talking about to me is like completely being open and allowing yourself to feel different things and allowing those things to stimulate you. And you got to be open and you got to be vulnerable to do it. But hey, you're kind of writing an instruction manual, talking an instruction manual, you're going through sensual massages, bringing the oils, the hot oils, hot wax, things like that. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah. Use the hot wax and follow it up with some ice cubes. Oh, my God, drive you to the moon. So we're talking about opening up. And one of the things that I like to recommend is, well, I'm all about the levity and the laughter and the games and, you know, the fun. So part of the erotic game and just tapping into your senses and being able to feel and to be able to be uninhibited, I like to suggest blindfolding or even a game that's called, okay, let's say we don't use the blindfold. There's a game that I call tease. So you can either use, we have sex dices, you know, or sex die that you roll the dice and say, oh, I want you to do this, or oh, I want you to do that. Or you can just say to your partner, hey, for the next 15 minutes, we're going to tease each other. No sex, no penetration, no nothing. Just tease. And, you know, that exploration and get each other hot and hyped and heightened and tongue licking nipples and going down the navel and that kind of stuff. Getting each other just all hyped up without any kind of penetration. It is so erotic and so hype. And another thing is blindfolding. So when you blindfold someone, now they are releasing that sense of sight, and now they're tuning into the other four senses that they have. And when you just explore their bodies, you know, you blindfold them, but you explore their bodies. So they can, they're able to touch you, and they're able to feel you and guide you and all that, but they're not able to see, or that should be the mission. Don't look, don't see, just tap into your senses. That is another way of releasing the inhibitions. Because if they don't see, and they now they're saying, oh, well, you know, I'm okay. I'm just going to feel what it feels like. Feel what it feels like when their skin brushes against mine, or when his hand rubs my butt, or something like that, you know? And then if you want to heighten it, you can use a scarf or a rope. They have several different ropes. They have cotton rope. They have nylon. They have jute. They have propylene. They have hemp rope. You can tie them up, tie the wrists, tie the legs. You can bondage them up. There's a certain way to... I went to a bondage class, and the woman was standing there, and they were tying her up, like her arms behind her. Sometimes you can do the arms behind or tie the arms in front, but just totally disabling her. So now she's heightened into the sensuality of the rope against her skin, and when you tie the knot, how it feels and all that. Some people who are into those slight BDSM where they like to be spanked and hit and all that, they get off into that, you know, or get to another, excuse me, another sense of choking. Some people are into choking. So
yeah,
I'm just saying that those are games that people can play.
Yeah,
you
were
saying,
you know, if I could piggyback on that in a sense, the blindfolding experience is so sensual in a sense that you can blindfold your partner and do a sort of a touch, a kind of a massage, like a body touch. Your hands are not touching each other. You're caressing each other's body with your body. There's a great game that you can play with foods where you can, there's certain type of foods that heightens the sexuality, that heightens the serotonin and endorphins in the body. But you can play a game where you blindfold your partner just to keep it interesting. And you get all different kinds of delectable things. You probably can do, we know chocolate is one of the biggest serotonins, endorphins type of a thing that creates that sexual feeling. But if to make it interesting, if you know your partner is a person who likes pepper, I tried this one time where I cut up some little pieces of pepper, mixed it in with some chocolate, and I placed it in my mouth, and I kissed my partner with it. Now, the whole sensation is that the pepper hit the back of the throat, and the person was shocked because they wasn't expecting that. But pepper is known for also stimulating the sexual organs. You can play games with certain foods and let them guess what it is that you're putting in their mouth, from strawberries to even something that may be very unusual. So playing with foods is very sensual. You know, honey, we say strawberries, certain things that you can, or even decorate your body if your partner is open to exploration. Decorating your body like a fruit salad and have them eat off some of the fruits off of your body. That's also a very sensual thing as well.
Just don't get too full.
No, you're going to just put enough, you know, to make it exciting, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, if your partner engages, and this is just an aside, if you're going to engage in anal play, I would suggest not to encourage the food in the bedroom because that can be a little messy. Yeah.
But you just jumped right to anal. Like, that was a hard left, right? If you're going to do anal with food, I'm with it. Okay.
one stroke for the different folks. Some men like that now. Come on.
Well, that's not, true. You have different fetishes, different kinks.
I'm not against anal, but that was a show host trick right there. That was a cool segue. She just jumped right into it. So I don't know if we were going to go there in a second, but I like the way you just slid that right in. We went from honey and fruit to like, and if you're going to do anal, okay.
No, it was just an aside. It was just a sidebar. We're not going to do an anal show today. Next month, however, that's the anal show. But we also touched on location. So you don't really have to do it in the bedroom all the time. Marcus, date night. How do you and your mate do date night? Because I can bring in the, we can segue into toys with the date night. You know, but I wanted to hear your version first.
Well, in our relationship, every night is date night. Every night.
Yay!
Is date night. But I completely agree with you, Marcia. I think to me the best sex is the sex that you're not supposed to be having, and that has a lot to do with location. Cars, bathrooms, movie theaters. Anywhere, like, and that comes with a comfortability with your partner. You can give them a look, and you'd be like, "This will work. This will work." And I think that adds a heightened level to sex too. When that intrigue is there, like, we probably shouldn't be doing this right now, but we are doing it right now. And I think that vocation just adds a whole different venue, because doing it in your bed, I think that's how you end up. That's why they call it bedroom funerals. It can get mundane. It can get played out. And even in my bedroom, there's a couch next to my bed. So, like, we'll just do it on the couch sometimes just to add a little spice so we're not in the bed all the time. So it's location has a lot to do with it, because that can add a newness to it. You can be done it 100 times, but just changing the location can change up the whole thing, body positions, everything.
Absolutely. Location doesn't only work for real estate. Location, location, location.
Could I just add that when you are doing the do with your partner, the music is so important. Oh, there's some people who are not into music, but you can have a nice media system, have a nice playlist. I remember I was being made passionate love to with the sound of drums. Well, matter of fact, I can't go into that story, how the drums came into play. They were live drums. I was out somewhere and didn't know that these drummers were coming around. But if you are into exotic type of music that is like drums can also heat up the passion as well. Certain slow R&B songs. I know there are some songs they call them baby making music. Some Barry White and some Marvin Gaye.
Sade.
Smooth operators. You gotta know how to be a smooth operator and know how to move that hand and be open. And it's too unfortunate that too many people have very cold, frigid bedrooms. Having a relationship where there's no lovemaking, no sex, because there is a difference, creates certain medical issues within the body. Believe you me. Okay? There's a reason why we have those intimate body parts. And it helps.
That's
when you have healthy sex, you live a longer time. You know, you live
That's
a
right.
longer time. You live a longer time. You glow. You're able to handle the stress of life even better when you have a great sexual relationship. Now, some of us may not have a partner, but I would suggest have a great sexual relationship with your own self, because that is
That's
so important
right.
as well,
That's
too.
Right.
You know, it's important for you
Absolutely.
To know your body parts, know what turns you on, so you can share with a partner when a partner comes into your life. So it's important for us to be able to really set the mood even for that, you know, the music, the candles, and be intimate with yourself. That allows you to be able to share that intimacy with your partner when you have one. And it's important for us to also be able to release some of these other cultural inhibitions that we were brainwashed to believe about sex. You okay? those, some of those things interferes with the boudoir action. What do you say, Marcus? Do you agree with that?
I agree with it 100%. What you're describing to me is like being able to find your rhythm. And like when you have the bedroom funerals, when you have two people, when you get off rhythm, it's hard to get it back. And everything that you just described, hey, knowing yourself, how to get yourself off if need be, on down to the music. Like I'm from Chicago, and R. Kelly has the title of king when it comes to like setting the mood in a bedroom, which allows two people to find their own rhythm, which allows for
a
deeper level of intimacy.
Did you say R. Kelly he's the king of peeing? Is that what you said?
See, that was special effects. That was special effects. They could do anything with special effects.
I guarantee
I can get an R. Kelly playlist that'll get anybody where they're going. And I can
that'll be
your side for give you an R. Kelly playlist, and I will bring any bedroom funeral, I will bring it back to life. Man has that power. And I'll say my sin, that
he
was
sure
special effect to get that man.
But you know, back in the day when I used to sell toys,
saying,
right?
Bush,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying, Bushwoman, I was saying all that to agree with your point. Just everything that you were saying, I would encompass as like being able to find your rhythm and allowing that to allow for a deeper level of intimacy.
And I must say this,
absolutely,
too, that even though that some people may have certain medical issues that does not allow them to have a full erection, you can get and master the art of making love to your partner. Okay, I know some people may take Viagra, or there are certain herbal concoctions that you can take to help enhance things like a watermelon juice. Watermelon is good for enhancing the erection in men because it has citrulline in it. Also, eating certain things on a consistent basis like cucumbers, celery juice, using ginger, even using certain hot spices like pepper. But if you are having, let's say women are going through their menopause phase where they don't feel like being touched, it's important for you to incorporate certain foods in your diet that keeps that romantic or that love sexy vibe going and glowing. And men the same way. So if you may have an erectile dysfunction going on, it doesn't mean that you cannot touch your partner. Some people have diabetes that doesn't allow that area to become hard like how it used to. But it doesn't mean that because you can't get it on or let's get it on, that you need to punish your partner by not touching her or him. You need to be able to make love. Making love is an art. The Kama Sutra is one of my favorite books because the Kama Sutra has so many tidbits on the art of kissing. There are different ways to kiss your partner. There are different ways to cuddle with your partner. There are different ways how to enjoy love biting that really enhances. Scratching, yes, also is it. And also knowing how to talk. Some people get turned on by sounds or saying certain words that stimulates that. So if you can't get it up, therefore you need to be able to orally satisfy your partner. I'm a sound woman. I remember I was making so much noise one time. It was late hours in the morning that a man was passing outside my window, and the next thing I heard, the man was mimicking me from outside in the street. That was totally hilarious. But some people like sound. Some people are turned on by sound. And it's important to find out really what turns your partner on. And this is a good conversation to have, you know, to understand the depth of your partner's areas of lovemaking.
Back in the day when I was selling toys, right, I was going to share this story with you guys. There was a toy where the woman could wear it as a panty. It was a vibrating thong bikini, and it was usually made out of leather. and it came with a remote. So I would suggest to the couples, pick a night, make a date night, schedule a date night at a bar, and the woman would go to the bar first. You know, go to the bar and order a drink and sit there looking like, oh, woe is me, you know, oh, we just broke up, that kind of look. And then honey would come in like maybe half hour later, and honey would just start playing with the remote, have the remote in his pocket and just start playing with the remote. So the remote was, not a butterfly, something like a butterfly, but where it was attached to the clit. And it would vibrate on the clitoral area. And, oh, my God, they had different settings. So they had the zzz, then they had the zzz, and they had the zzz, you know, those levels of vibration. And sometimes the guys would say, yeah, I turned it real high so that we could just leave the bar after half a drink and just go where we got to go. But that's just something that, you know, to entice couples to kind of get out of your comfort zone. I mean, how many times do you not end up in a hotel or somewhere different? Just try it sometimes, because before you end up with one of those gray divorces where you look around and it's like, who the hell is this person? But to counter that, we also used to sell costumes, or I used to sell costumes. So I would say to the women, you know, just dress up. Honey comes home at 7 o'clock. He goes take his shower. You know, he has his routine, right? So just surprise him. Instead of wearing the sweatsuit to bed, you go dress up like the schoolgirl, put your hair in ponytails, have the high socks and the short skirt, and, you know, you tie the shirt underneath you. You don't have to wear heels if you don't want to. And sometimes you just suck on a lollipop. Talk about bringing food into the bedroom. Suck on the lollipop. And then you, you know, when he turns around, he's like, who the hell is that? Yeah, that's a stranger in your bed. Dress up.
That
stranger in my bed.
I love the idea with the panties with the remote control. That sounds so fucking hot. Excuse my expression, people, but this is a grown-up show. That sounds so hot. You know what? Another hot thing is to have your lover sit on a chair. It could be in your bedroom or wherever you're in the house, and dance for your man or woman.
Yes.
Dance for them. Do a striptease. Okay? You can even tie their hands to the back where they're not allowed to touch. Or you can tell them if they're uncomfortable with being tied, you cannot touch. And you sashay and move your body parts all on their body, you know, their face, rub their tits in the face, your ass, whatever, your yoni, your lingam, and dance for your lover. That is something always very sexy. Definitely. I find that is always a great mood getter.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Because what happens a lot of times when you go through the bedroom funerals is, as a man, you start feeling like, I've had that already. I've done it already.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it back ways, sideways, forward. So being able to just what you just described, to be in a chair and just tell a man he can't touch, and then being able to dance for him, so on and so forth, to increase that anticipation. Because, like, as a man, you always feel like, I've already had it. But even just as a game, to say, like, okay, you can't have this, that goes a long way to, like, maintaining that, or, like, taking it back, or, like, going back to a place that you were in the beginning, when early on in the relationship, a guy doesn't feel like, I can have it whenever I want to, however I want to, so on and so forth, back when it was new. So, like, a situation like that, definitely I can see how that translates.
All right. Well, we're going to take a pause for the cause, and we're going to bring in our sponsors just to say a few words and, you know, just show us some love. So give us a few minutes. I'm going to put us on pause a moment, and we'll bring in Zakiya and Vani. Are you guys here to say a few words to our audience today?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, my God, Marcia, you got me cracking up tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Vani, are you here? She may
Vani.
Still be driving.
No, I don't see Vani. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just
so
you, baby.
I just wanted to say thank you so, so much, Speaker MC and Bush Woman and our beautiful guest tonight. I just want to say you have been hitting some areas that have just are just phenomenal. You've given me a lot. I'm taking notes. Giving me some great ideas. You know what? It's been a long time since I've had sex in the car, so I will try that one out again. It's been a while since I've done that. But I just want to say thank you so much once again. And family, thank you for coming out tonight. I know you have absolutely not only been inspired, but you've had some fun. And you've gotten some good tips on how to spice it up, spice up that bedroom
yes.
experience. We love it, love it, love it. Woo! So thank you for allowing me just to come in. Welcome the family. We invite you to keep coming back here to the Bush's Swelling Show. Speaker MC and Ajami always have some great bedroom information. Keep us sexually healthy and well and keeping it fun. And we ain't gonna say in the bedroom because y'all had already told us do it on the couch, do it on the kitchen table, you know, wherever it is, make it happen. So thank you so much. And I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Marcia.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We are going to pause for the calls for a couple of minutes so we can have a sip of water. You can have a sip of wine if you haven't been drinking some wine already. So just bear with us for a couple more minutes.
So deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes off the back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shish, quick slip, hips dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue trick. And you're so thick, and you're so thick, and you're so crown royal on
over and over, and then he catches up. Yes. Then there's another toy. Now, this one's a little bit more cost effective. It's about $26. It's called the Accommodator Chin Wrap, or Chin Strap, sorry. I know you guys have heard of strap-ons, and they usually attach at the hip. Well, this one attaches around your head and neck. So in case you guys want to do something real kinky, you know, you want to have oral sex, but you also want to have that penetration, well, this is the tool for you. It's called the Accommodator Chin Strap, and it sells for about $25.99. It's a hands-free kind of thing, you know, heightens up your foreplay and your arousal. So check it out. Another one, we also touched on bondage. So there's a beginner's bondage set. And these toys that I'm talking about, you can get them anywhere. You can get them at Bedroom Candy. You can get them at Adam and Eve. You can get them anywhere. But, excuse me, the beginner's bondage set, it's about, it retails for about $25. And talk about blindfolds and hand straps and leg straps. So you tie that mofo to the bed, you know, the bedpost, girl, and you go away to town. Yes. Or vice versa. He ties you up and goes away to town. Have you reach into the heavens like 15 times and then it's like, okay, now it's your turn. But this is a beginner's kit. It's a beginner's kit because it's like that soft porn, I would say. You know, you blindfold, as we mentioned before, tap into your other senses, and now the sense of touch is taken away from you as having control of the touch, but they can touch you, and you know, they don't have to touch you with applied heavy pressure. They can just touch you with the fingertips and just give you that sensation and just send those heat missions all up your skin, you know, because the skin is the largest erotic zone. Yes, it is. And like I said, the beginner's bondage set goes for around $25. So those are cost-effective toys. But here's one that I saw on Amazon. It's a new toy. It's called the Lila Aura 2. Lila Aura 2, it's a vibrator. It's circular. And it has 10 settings. Yes. I mean, all the way up. It's a vibrator, and it's circular, so it's not only just for the woman. Well, sometimes the hole is a little bit too small, so, you know, some guys might say, well, that ain't for me. It may not be, but you can still use it, you know, press it against your phallic, and that's it. But it's small and cute, so you can travel with it anywhere. So, like I said, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be missionaries, okay? You can go elsewhere and take your toy with you. And nobody will be the wiser. So now I want to bring in our, to give him like 5 minutes. I'll give like a couple minutes to Marcus so Marcus can tell us a little bit about him and his books and where we can find him, how to connect with him. And then the Bushwoman will do the same, and I'll do the same. And then we'll open up the floor for questions. Okay. All right, so Marcus, are you there?
I am here.
All right, here. All right. It has been such a pleasure having you. Talk to us about Black Love, please. BLAK Love, and who Marcus Carter really is.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I want to just say thank you for having me on the show. Every time we get together, Marcia, it's a party, so... I look forward to every appearance, and I really do like getting an opportunity to talk to different audiences about urban romance. I think it is different. I think it has some different complexions, some different layers, and it really needs to be spoken about. So specifically when I get a chance to come on a show like yours, when we get a chance to explore maybe some of the sexual aspects and the different topics that we've talked about, are just looking at Black love from a male point of view, because I'm in a genre that's typically dominated by the female psyche when it comes to sex, when it comes to intimacy, when it comes to conversation and communication. So I really use my platform, and I like the opportunity that you give talk about on my platform, to look at it not just from a male or female point of view, but to look at it from both sides. And that tends to be what my readers and what my clients, they come back and say. They're like, okay, there's not a lot of male bashing, there's not a lot of female bashing, and those thoughts are what went into me writing my first urban romance novel, You, Me, Him, and Her. And all my readers were intrigued to see that, like, you would go through situations, but you would get to see it from each character's point of view, both male and female, with different types of personalities. And as we've seen tonight on your show, between the three of us, there are things that, like, we all like. There are things where we might be like, that's a little different. There are certain things that we brought up tonight where we all might have said, yeah, need to try that. So having an opportunity to have that platform is special, and that's something that should be explored. I try to do it with my books. And like you said, Marcia, that the follow-up, Yours, Mine, Him, and Hers, is right on the tip of the tongue. You can be looking for that very, very shortly. And for the listeners, as a special gift, that want to go and follow me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BlackLoveMatters. That's B-L-A-K. Matters, Black Love Matters. And if they inbox me and say the bush is swelling, I will send them an autographed copy of my new book, Yours, Mine, His, and Hers. So again, go to my Facebook page, Black Love Matters. That's facebook.com/BlackLoveMatters, and that's Black, B-L-A-K. And if they just inbox me, the bush is swelling, they will get an autographed copy of my upcoming novel, Yours, Mine, His, and Hers. And as far as being able to communicate with me, I'm constantly on that page, so you can message me, you can take a look at some of the interesting content. I don't stray too far away some of the things that we mentioned tonight. And I think being able to find engagement, have communication, have conversations, that's the way to maintain the intimacy. So if we're talking about avoiding bedroom funerals, a lot of it is about communication with your partner and being able to hear new ideas, things to bring into the bedroom that make sure that you keep it fresh. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to expanding on this conversation with whoever would like to conversate.
All right. Well, we thank you for being here, definitely. Will you stay and answer some questions from our audience when we open up the phone lines for them?
Yes, I definitely will.
Okay, fabulous. And now, Bushwoman, could you just tell us a little bit about Bushwoman and what's going on with you and how our audiences can connect with you?
Well, I am Bushwoman of Bushwoman Conversations Project, and it is all about the conversation. Conversation does not necessarily have to be about just words. The conversation is about the body. And I am a personal development awareness life coach, and I would like to also present and offer a gift that if anyone get a coaching session that will help improve their relationships, especially even in the boudoir. 10% discount off. Connect with me at bushwomanconversations@gmail.com, because even having great intimacy is a form of personal development, is a form of knowing how to not only say what we want, but knowing what we want and understanding our needs and our standards and our values. And sometimes we have a lot of skewed values that does not really fit with who we are. It's, we adopted from certain cultures or from other people, whatever have you, or unfortunate, we had some unpleasant experiences sexually, and that may be blocking us from connecting on a deeper level sexually with our partners. So being coached is a great way of opening those floodgates and letting loose your inner bushman and your inner bushwoman. So again, I can be reached at bushwomanconversations@gmail.com, and
if anybody who inboxed me and email me, I would definitely give them 1% off of our coaching session so we can help you to communicate.
Yes, communicate. That's right. That's right. And I am the co-host of this fabulous show. And my name is Marcia Chambers, aka Speaker MC. And as a speaker, I used to sell adult toys back in the day. And I noticed that so many people were gravitating in these relationships and gravitating to each other without having the proper conversations. So I decided to put my speaking, my art of speaking, to use. And I created what's called SWELL for Women. That's Swell for Women. It's an infotainment forum that offers women a different perspective about sex, sexual wellness, and toys. Yeah, we exchange all those DNA and didn't ask him, well, did you want a baby? Did you want to be a father? You know, and create these toxic relationships and then subject the rest of us to all of this. Traffic jams, discourteous service in the store, hanging up on me as a customer service rep. Yeah, she ain't getting no sex last night. That's right. And that's what I attest everything to. So SWELL for Women is where women can gather and they can support each other through a close-knit community. And, you know, reclaim that esteem that they were missing. We touched on releasing your inhibitions in the bedroom or even in just sexual coital relations, but not saying, oh, he's going to see all my stretch marks. Oh, he going to see my floppy titties. Guys really don't care about that, you know, like seriously. And Marcus can attest to this if he wants to, but a lot of guys really don't care about that kind of stuff. So release your inhibitions and just enjoy the moment. At Swell, we talk about these things and we learn about our bodies and our minds and our hearts so that we have the optimal, not only in wellness and empowering ourselves, but just enjoying sex, because we are here to enjoy sex and sex is wonderful. Yes. The art of communication. So you can join me on any of the Swell Happy Hour, or even on social media. On social media, you can connect with me at Speak2MC, Speak2MC. You can connect with me on my show next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I'll be interviewing this lady, Marcella Lyles from The Hunger Project. That show airs Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m. We're going to further the conversation about bedroom adventures, and we're going to talk about a different perspective. Yes, so you got to tune in to figure out what is that? What are you going to be talking about? Yes. The Bush is Swelling is also on Instagram, and it's on Facebook, so make sure you hook up with our page. And for listening tonight, I have a free gift for you. You could get it at https://marciachambers.lpages.co/engagement. No, bit.ly/engagement. That's where you get it. bit.ly/engagement. And just pick up your gift. That's for saying, hey, thanks for listening and thanks for being a part of this journey with us tonight. So I'm going to open up the floor, and I want to say thank you to Orgasmic Life. Thank you to Zakia. Thank you to Vani. Thank you to Bushwoman. Thank you to Marcus. Thank you all for being here tonight. And I really, really enjoy the show. And the show is not over yet. We're opening up for anybody who has any questions, who want to ask Marcus or Bushwoman or me any questions at all. So please, please, when I call your number, please just say something. Any questions? Okay, let's see. There are a lot of callers on here. Nobody has any questions? Seriously? Nobody has any questions or comments that they want to say or ask any of us? Huh. Well, we have all these lines. Well, I thank you all for listening. And I hope that you enjoyed the show, but how are we going to know? Are you going to tell us if you enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, if you learned something or didn't learn something? Anybody want to say something? We have about 25 callers on the line. And no question. Ah, here's a question. Yay! Caller, you're on the line. 301.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Khadija, and I'm calling from the great state of North Carolina. And
woo-hoo!
I just want to say thank you, as always, for creating this space where we can talk about sex openly and honestly and matter-of-factly. I'm
yes.
always around
thank you.
People who have so many hang-ups about it and so much shame and guilt. So I always enjoy being in a space such as this where it is commonplace because sex is important. And I was having this conversation with my friend earlier this morning about how important it is. And I told her, I said, even as a single woman, I said, right now I'm taking a chill pill, but it ain't going to, I'm not going to be walking around, you know, not engaging. It's not healthy. You know, it's not healthy
Absolutely.
To not
Absolutely.
Get none. It's not healthy for a woman. Everyone thinks like men, oh, it's not healthy for men and, you know, they got to have it. No, we got to have it too. Maybe for different reasons, but we got to have it too. So, again, thank you so much. And great show. I need to find out where this toy is with the buzzing and the at the bar. And I need to know more about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your comment. And thank
You're
you
welcome.
For listening. And, you know, women not having sex is not just bad for the woman. It's bad for all of us. All of us. Because you guys are walking around out there unfulfilled and and totally
backed
frustrated.
Up.
And then
yeah.
subjecting. Yeah, backed up.
That's right. That's angry.
So thank you for-
and angry. It creates an anger in the spirit.
The
you know.
The so true.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. And you wonder why. And then they call us all kinds of names, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that bitch over there. Like,
mm-hmm.
She just needs some sex. She just needs to release. Release.
Of course.
So
of
thank
course.
You for that
There's
comment.
A reason why, you know, like you said, the word release. You keep, or even if you don't pleasure yourself, and you may have all these inhibitions about doing that, I find your face looks hard, your energy is hard. You're not a pleasant person to be around when you have healthy sexual foreplay with yourself or with your partner and you release. You are such a pleasant, you look younger. Oh my God, sex makes you look younger, people. Please have a lot of it. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to go to the next call. There's a 202-306. 202-306. You're on the air.
Peace, queens and goddesses. This is Bonnie, and I just wanted to.
Hey, darling. How are you? Good to hear you.
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. And I just wanted to comment on the show this evening. Oh, it was delicious. And I just want to piggyback on what Khadija was saying, like you ladies, how and the gentlemen created just such a nurturing and fun space. I mean, I really just enjoy, you know, the play and just, you know, creating a space where we can talk about sex, baby. So I am just sitting back and relax and just really enjoying what I've heard this evening. And I want to, again, just thank you, ladies, for just, you know, making Orgasmic Life Radio orgasmic. It was truly a divine and orgasmic experience.
Thank you. We received that. Ashe, so be it. Yes. Thank you so much, Bonnie. And thank you for providing
oh, yes.
this platform for us to share, you know. says, yeah, we need to talk about sex. We need to talk about sex. From the woman's perspective and from the man's perspective.
I know. And
absolutely.
Like, you know, we're saying, you know, we walk around here, women walk around here backed up, and men, you know, feeling a certain kind of way because their woman ain't giving them none. And, you know, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, how it just really, when you're having a happy, healthy sex life, how it really collectively works with lifting up this love vibration. Like, hey, you know, you don't want any traffic jams.
That's
you don't
right.
let the lady at the NBA, you know, giving you attitude and stuff, you know.
That's right. That's right. Even you'll even kick the dog. You'll kick the dog and the cat. Okay. Shoot, please, because when mama ain't happy, nobody is happy.
That's right.
Ain't that right,
Marcus?
I hear that.
Marcus.
I hear that.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I feel like we were having the ladies like, hey, make sure we take care of ourselves moment, y'all. And I agree with you 100%. Everybody needs that, but specifically, you know, a lot of times with sex, a lot of times I've seen women, my lady included, were like, they go the extra mile and make sure that I'm comfortable and I'm satisfied. So I agree with everything y'all saying. The ladies got to make sure they're getting theirs too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
100%. 100%. We have another, well, I'm not sure now. It's 410-353. Is that a question for you? You're on the air.
This is me again. This is Z. So I'm so glad to hear
uh-huh.
Molly. I really didn't have a question, but I did want to say that I really do appreciate Brother Marcus being here tonight. It's always good to hear a male perspective. And so, Marcus, thank you so much. And I just went to your Facebook page, and I'm going to be checking you out and looking forward to hearing more because, you know, we need more men talking about sex. We really, 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 really do. So thank you for stepping up and bringing your perspective in here. And I just wanted to say, you know, everything that you all talked about tonight absolutely did open up a space for us to be more open with understanding how important good sexual relationships are, and with ourselves as well, because I know we have a lot of single ladies and men, and so we just want to be able to understand that we're not leaving you out because we're talking about what you can do with a partner, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to also engage in self-pleasure so that you can prepare yourself for that which comes forth, and also just keep yourself healthy and feeling well. So I just want to say thank you again, and that's all I wanted to say. So thanks.
Well, you know,
okay.
Zakiya, Z, if I could piggyback on what you just said, it was so important. Even though you don't have a partner, it does not mean that you cannot give yourself a beautiful bubble bath or a nice bath, put on some nice, soothing, relaxing oils, put on some sexy underwear, light your bedroom in such a romantic way, and where you enjoy some good music, have a glass of wine, and you just bask in the glory of you. Because if you want your partner to treat you a certain way, you first have to treat yourself in a very sexual, sensual way as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Bush Woman. You said it all.
Yes, it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But you know, Bushwoman, instead of
mm-hmm.
wearing underwear, I mean, why not just let it all hang out? Sometimes we need to let our yoni breathe out. Like,
well,
seriously.
Listen, you got crotchless underwear, too. You got crotchless. Don't forget the crotchless underwear as well. So you got, you know, some people are into wearing certain things. Some people like it all to hang out. Or if you're with a partner, you have those edible undies that you could wear. So different strokes for different folks, and all that is fine, you know. So whatever floats your boat, I guess. But if I could just slightly interject something I left out in the offer that I offered, is that when you do connect with Bushwoman at bushwomanconversation@gmail.com,
You will get a free consultation, a free 30-minute consultation, so we can connect with your needs and what is possible. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
And I just wanted to throw in there that Bushwoman gives some hellified massages, okay? So I had one of her massages, and I'm telling you, she took out all the knots out of my back. I didn't know where those knots came from, but all the knots out of my back and had me feeling like, woo, I'm floating on air. So, yes, check her out. Check her out.
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. So we're at the draw. We're at the close of the show, and I see that there's no one else that wants to ask a question. All our questions have been asked and answered. Marcus, is there any parting words you want to leave with our guests tonight? And we are so appreciative that you stopped on by in the Bush is Swelling house to talk about the art of communication.
I just urge and respect, and in the same vein of what I feel like the show is about, continue to always try to find your level, be it with your partner, be it with yourself. Always strive to find your level.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
And any parting words for you, Bushwoman? Any parting words that you want to leave with our audience today?
I just want to say is that when I say the word Bushman, Bushwoman, a lot of people have a little mixed thing about that. Bushman, Bushwoman is about men and women coming together to create healthier communities so we can thrive. And Bushman and Bushwoman is connecting to your inner intuition, your inner guidance system. And that's what I call, I'm from the Caribbean, so we dealt with a lot of nature stuff. But anybody could be a Bushman or Bushwoman, no matter what race or color you are. It's about connecting to that divine. And when you are able to release a lot of inhibitions and things that hold you back, you just explode in so many ways, especially sexually and sensually. When you sensually and sexually connect with yourself, honey, you walking down the street, all kind of people will be looking at you. You understand? So listen, just connect with your inner Bushman, Bushwoman, and release the communication.
Yes. And I just wanted to say peace for all the souls who have transitioned. Peace be on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's release that sexual energy, because that is the most energy known to human form. Release it any which way you can, with sex, masturbation, whatever it is, just release, so that we can build and fortify our relations in a more harmonious setting. If you want to stay tuned to all our content, we are here every first Thursday, rest of this year, every first Thursday you can connect with the Bush is Swelling show. And with the Speaker MC show, we have, Marcus is our guest on Monday. Stay tuned for Monday, October 9th. Marcus and another one of our guests, Khadija, will be talking about focus on your relationship. Yeah. And on Wednesday, as I mentioned, on Wednesday the 11th, we'll be talking with Marcella from the Hunger Project. We're talking about how touch is important. But we're going to start having our play days. And our play dates are about getting away and enjoying, tapping into us. So stay tuned, and thank you for playing with us tonight. And here is what you need to do. When you get home and you get to your honey, look at your honey, part those legs, and say, now tell me all about your day. Thank you for joining us in the Bush is Swelling show.
And you got me like, girl, what you want. just to get close to you. We burn something today. An hour on for miles just to get as far.